Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to the Acts of the Apostles. How many of you remember last week's sermon? Yes? Hallelujah. We looked into the life of Stephen, how we continuously followed the Lord. Amen. Tonight we're going to look at another man of God, and it is the person called Barnabas. I preached it to a few people, but somehow, you know, actually Georgie was supposed to share the word, and so he felt inspired with the same word. And so I guess that's the Holy Spirit. So I think I'll preach the same word. Acts 11 chapter, the 11th chapter, verses 22 to 24.
The news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. And they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all with purpose of heart that they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. The 24th verse. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. Barnabas. Amen. That word Barnabas means son of encouragement. How many of you know through your life you can either encourage somebody or discourage somebody? Amen. Through your words, through your life, you can be a source of encouragement to somebody, or you can be a source of discouragement to somebody. Tonight I believe God is going to stir up your hearts to be an encourager. Whether you be in your homes, in your business, in your family, in your ministry, that God would move His Spirit upon you in such a unique way tonight. Amen. Can I hear an amen to that? That your hearts would be strengthened by the Holy Ghost. That you would end up being an encourager for the kingdom of God. That people would be encouraged to follow Jesus Christ through your life. Amen. Amen. When it speaks about Barnabas, and he says that he was a man full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. Praise the Lord. If you were to write something on his tombstone, it would be written there, he was a good man. He was full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. Can I ask you something tonight? What are you full of? What are you full of? Are you full of faith? Or are you a skeptic? Are you somebody who is full of negativity and bitterness and guilt and grief and fear and discouragement and, you know, all kinds of evil that you could think of? Or are you somebody full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost? It's not what you are outside, but what you are inside. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was reading, I was actually listening to something, and In United States of America, a young man, some years back, he went to a shop to buy a painting. And he saw a painting. He liked the frame. He didn't like the painting much. The frame was very good. So he took that painting. He asked, how much does it cost? He said, $4. That's about 200 rupees. So he said, okay, I'll take that. He took it. He went home. He just didn't want the painting. All that he wanted was that frame. So he opened that frame to take out the painting, and there was a small scroll of paper inside. He opened it, and to his amazement, it was the American Declaration of Independence. Not the original one, there were copies of it that was made and sent to all the American colonies. And at that particular point, it was the second one to have ever come out, where people had seen, the rest of it were missing. And so he bought this for $4, but later on he sold it for $2.5 million. And in many years later, somebody sold it again for $8 million. Now outside, the frame was very cheap. The picture outside was not at all good at all. But to the amazement of this young man, there was something of value inside. Now here in the world, people look at the outward, the frame. People look to the outward frame. Are you a Catholic? Are you a Christian? Are you a Jacobite? Are you a Pentecost? Are you a businessman? Are you rich? Are you a good-looking guy? Are you a good-looking woman? I mean, it's the outward frame that people look at. Your education, your family status, your tradition, all that. But let me tell you tonight, that's not what God from heaven is looking at you for. He is looking inside to see if there is anything valuable. Inside of Barnabas was full of faith, praise the Lord, and full of the Holy Ghost. Something very costly, faith. In the Gospel of Luke, the 18th chapter, the Bible uses the word, Jesus said, you know, when he comes back a second time, will he find faith on the earth? In John 14:1, Jesus said, do not let your hearts be afraid. Believe in the Father and also believe in me. You know, I thought it was quite strange that Jesus should say that to his disciples, because they were walking with him for 3.5 years. Are you with me tonight? But Jesus said to those disciples, listen, no matter what happens, Jesus said, believe in me. You know why? Because I assume that in their hearts were many kind of questions of fear. Is he really the one that he said he is? I mean, you take the claims of Jesus. You take the claims of Jesus for a minute. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Now you believe that. But you take that claim to an unbelieving friend or a family member of yours. They will say, hey, how can you guys be so narrow-minded? In this pluralistic society, how can you be thinking like that? You take the claims of Jesus, of what he claimed. He said, if anybody denies me before others, I will deny him before my Father. He said, no one comes to the Father except through me. Let me tell you, you try telling that to somebody outside, you will know the response that you get. And you know what happens to most people? Immediately they become either a compromiser or they just keep quiet because they don't know how to answer. You know why they don't know how to answer? Because I believe truly inside they really don't believe that Jesus is who he said he is. Really inside, as a believer, why don't you reach out to your friend or your family? Or what do you do when somebody tells that in your college or in your business or somewhere outside? What do you do? I'm not speaking about in the church. But outside, what you do, if somebody were to tell you, listen, you really mean it? What about other good people? What about other religions? What do you say? Praise the Lord. When you see somebody in financial difficulty, do you go and tell them, Jesus will supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Brother, come. Jesus will help you. When you see somebody struggling in something, do you really go and tell them, hey, Jesus can forgive you. Jesus can cleanse you. He can restore you. Do you really say that? Let me tell you, to my amazement, most people don't. Believers don't. Because believers, they have an outward label, believers. But they are not full of faith inside. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Do you really trust Him? Can I ask you, do you really trust Him? Do you, forget the sound, the noise that you made, the praise that you made, the worship songs that you sung, but do you really believe Him? Do you really believe Jesus? Do you really trust Him at His word? Really, really, do you trust Him at His word? Are you so full of faith? In John 8 and verse 24, Jesus said, you will die in your sins. You know why? Because you do not believe that I am who I said I am. Because you don't believe, Jesus said, I am who I am, you will die in your sin. Can you imagine that? നമ്മളൊക്കെ ഒരു ന്യൂട്രൽ ഗിയർ ഇടും പുറത്താവുമ്പോഴേ, ഒരു ന്യൂട്രൽ ഗിയർ. നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ചിലരും ചോദിക്കുക, യേശു മാത്രമുള്ള രക്ഷകൻ, യേശു മാത്രമേ പിതാവിൻ്റെ അടുത്ത് മധ്യസ്ഥനുള്ള, ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് അത്ര ഉള്ളൂ. നിങ്ങളുടെ കാര്യം കരുതില്ല, ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് അത്ര ഉള്ളൂ. നമ്മൾ ഡിപ്ലോമാറ്റിക് ആവും, ബിക്കോസ് വി വോണ്ട് ടു പ്ലീസ് എവരിബഡി. We don't want to offend anybody. We want to love Jesus and we want to love the people also. So we compromise on our faith in Jesus. I'm not saying that you should be rude or bad or, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, in your heart, before God, when you stand one day, let me ask you this question. Will you be able to say, Lord, I am so full of faith in you. I trust you for what you are. I believe in you. I take you for what you are. I receive your word. I believe your word. I am convinced, Jesus, that you are my Redeemer. You are my Savior. And my life belongs to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. ഇവിടെ ഭർണബാസിനെ കുറിച്ച് പറയുന്നത്, ഹി വാസ് ഫുൾ ഓഫ് ദ ഹോളി ഗോസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഫുൾ ഓഫ് ഫെയ്ത്ത്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആമേൻ. നമുക്ക് മനുഷ്യരെ ട്രസ്റ്റ് ഉണ്ടോ? ഡു വി ട്രസ്റ്റ് പീപ്പിൾ? നമ്മളെ ചെറുപ്പത്തൊട്ട് പഠിച്ച ആരെയും വിശ്വസിക്കില്ലെന്ന. നമ്മളെ ബിസിനസ്സിൽ കളിപ്പിച്ചു കാണും, റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പിൽ ആരെങ്കിലും പറ്റിച്ചു കാണും. സോ ഓവർ എ പീരിയഡ് ഓഫ് ടൈം വി ഹാവ് ട്രെയിൻഡ് അവർ ഹാർട്സ് ആൻഡ് അവർ മൈൻഡ്സ് നോട്ട് ടു ട്രസ്റ്റ് എനിബഡി ഓർ ബിലീവ് ഇൻ എനിബഡി ഓവർ എ പീരിയഡ് ഓഫ് ടൈം ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് സം നെഗറ്റീവ് ഓർ ബാഡ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്. And then you come on a Sunday morning or on a Friday evening to church, and suddenly the preacher is telling you, believe in Jesus, trust in Him. There is nothing impossible. And suddenly, boom, there is a conflict in your life. There is a debate that goes on in your mind. There are questions that creep up into your head. As long as your mind is active, There'll always be doubts coming in again and again and again. That is why faith is a hard thing. When your heart is full of faith, the Holy Ghost's power and His presence and that life will overshadow your mind. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Empty lives make more noise than I can. Empty lives make more noise. അല്ലേ, ചില സമയത്ത് ചിലവരുടെ അകത്ത് കർത്താവിനുള്ള ഫെയ്ത്ത് കത്തി നിൽക്കുമ്പോ ഉണ്ടല്ലോ. ഞാൻ കഴിഞ്ഞ ദിവസം ഒരാളത്ത് പറയുമായിരുന്നു, ബാംഗ്ലൂരിൽ ഒരു ദേവദാസനുണ്ട്. ഇസ് ദിസ് ഓക്കെ മീ ഷെയറിംഗ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ്? ഇസ് ദിസ് ഓക്കെ? ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ ടുനൈറ്റ്? ബാംഗ്ലൂരിൽ ഒരു ദേവദാസനുണ്ട്. ഞാൻ എല്ലാ കൊല്ലവും ഒരു 40 ദിവസം ഉപവസിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കും. അതിലൊരു 30 ദിവസം പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ ദൈവമായിട്ട് സംസാരിച്ചിങ്ങനെ കർത്താവിൻ്റെ കൂടെ ഇരിക്കും, കർത്താവിന്റെ സംസാരിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കും. ഒരു 3 ദിവസം പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ ബാക്കി സഭയിലെല്ലാവരുമായിട്ട് കൂടി ചേർന്ന് അവരുടെ അടുത്ത് ഒരുമിച്ചിരുന്ന് അവരായിട്ടൊപ്പം ഉപവസിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കും. ഒരു 7 ദിവസം പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ എല്ലായിടത്തും ഭാര്യനൊക്കെ വിട്ടിട്ട് മാറി ഇതിലൊരു ചെറിയ മൊട്ടക്കുന്നിന്റെ മുകളിലേക്ക് പോകും, ഔട്ട്സൈഡ് ഓഫ് ബാംഗ്ലൂർ എവിടെയെങ്കിലും പോകും. ഈസ് എ സെക്യൂരിറ്റി വാച്ച്, ഈസ് എ വാച്ച്മാൻ, സെക്യൂരിറ്റി വാച്ച്മാന. പക്ഷെ ദേവദാസനാ പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ. പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ ഒരു മലയുടെ മോളിൽ പോവും. മലയുടെ മോളിൽ പോയിട്ട് ആകെ പോകുമ്പോ ഇച്ചിരി നെയ് മാത്രം കൊണ്ടുപോകും, ബട്ടർ. ഡ്രൈ സ്കിന്ന് വരുമ്പോത്തേനൊന്ന് ചുണ്ടേ തേക്കാൻ. അവിടെ പോയി ഇങ്ങനെ ഇരിക്കും കർത്താവായിട്ട്. ആരോ ചോദിച്ചു പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ എന്താ അവിടെ വെച്ച്, എന്താ കർത്താവിനത്തെ മിണ്ടെന്ന്? പുള്ളിക്കാൻ പറഞ്ഞു, അവിടെ വെച്ച് ഞാൻ കർത്താവിന്റെ അടുത്തൊന്നും പറയല, എന്നോട് കർത്താവ് സംസാരിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കും, എന്നോട് ഇങ്ങനെ സംസാരിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കും. കർത്താവ് ഇങ്ങനെ എന്റെ അടുത്തോട്ട് സംസാരിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുമ്പോ എന്റെ അകത്ത് വിശ്വാസം കത്തും, ഞാൻ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മന്റെ ഒരു നിറവിന്റെ അകത്ത് വരും. ഇതെന്താ സംഭവിക്കുന്ന അറിയാവോ? പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ തിരിച്ചു വന്നു കഴിയുമ്പോ പുള്ളിക്കാരന് പ്രസംഗിക്കാനുള്ള വരവില്ല, ഗിഫ്റ്റ് ഇല്ല. പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ ചേർച്ചിലൊന്നും പ്രസംഗിക്കുകയല്ല, അതിനുള്ള ഗിഫ്റ്റ് ഇല്ല. പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ ചുമ്മാ സ്റ്റേജിലൊക്കെ കയറിട്ട് ഇങ്ങനെ നോക്കുകയുള്ളൂ. പിശാശു പാച്ചൊക്കെ കാറി കൂടി താഴെ പോകും. രോഗികളൊക്കെ സൗഖ്യമോ? ചിലവരൊക്കെ പുള്ളിക്കാരനെ കുറിച്ച് പറഞ്ഞ ബസ്സേ കയറുമ്പോ പുള്ളിക്കാരൻ കയറിട്ടൊന്ന് ചുമയ്ക്കും, പിശാശ് ബാച്ചൊക്കെ സീറ്റ് തന്നെ വീഴും. ഇപ്പൊ ഇതിലും സീറ്റേ കയറി പൊളിക്കാനിരിക്കും. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. കൃപയുള്ളവൻ ശബ്ദമൊന്നും ഉണ്ടാക്കിയില്ലെങ്കിലും ചുമച്ചാലും അതിന്റെ അകത്ത് വിടുതല. മനസ്സിലാകുന്ന ദൈവമക്കൾക്കായി സ്തോത്രം ചെയ്യുന്നു. വിശ്വാസമുള്ളവൻ, അഭിഷേകമുള്ളവൻ ചുമച്ചാലും തുമ്മിയാലും ചുമ്മാ വെറുതെ നടന്നിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിലും നിങ്ങൾ കൂടെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിഷേകം വ്യാപരിക്കും. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നവർ മാത്രം സ്തോത്രം പറ. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അസാധാരണങ്ങളെ സാധാരണമാക്കി തീർക്കുന്ന ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിഷേകത്തിന്റെ ശക്തി ഇന്ന് പകൽ നമ്മുടെ മൺകൂടാരത്തിൽ വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ. റൂഡമാന ഹന്തലരബൌസിയാത്തന ഓ ജിബ്രാഡമാനസിയാത്തോ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. So man full of the Holy Ghost and faith. See, it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter what the color of your hair is, what the color of your dress is. It doesn't matter what kind of style you have. It doesn't matter what kind of charisma or the car that you drive or your personality. It doesn't matter. What matters is, are you full of faith in Jesus Christ? Are you full of the Holy Ghost inside? ചില സഭയ്ക്കകത്തൊക്കെ പോകുമ്പോ അവര് പറയും, ഞങ്ങളുടെ സഭയില് വെള്ളയും വെള്ളയും മാത്രമേ പറ്റുള്ളൂ. ബൈബിൾ ഇങ്ങനെ കാര്യം ചെയ്യണം, ഇങ്ങനെ നിൽക്കണം, അങ്ങനെ ചെയ്യണം. നീ എന്ത് ചെയ്തോ അതൊന്നും വിഷയമല്ല. മുട്ടത്തല അടിച്ചാലും മുടിയിൽ കളർ ചെയ്താലും എനിക്കിവിടെ വിഷയമില്ല. എന്നാൽ ഒരു കാര്യം നിന്റെ അകത്ത് കാണണം, സ്വർഗത്തിലെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പുത്രനായ യേശു കർത്താവിലുള്ള വിശ്വാസവും അവന്റെ ആത്മാവിന്റെ ചൈതന്യവും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ യു ആർ ഇൻ ദ റൈറ്റ് പ്ലേസ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ദ പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് വിൽ ടേക്ക് എ ഹോൾഡ് ഓവർ യുവർ ലൈഫ്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അഗത്ത് ബർണബാസ് വാസ് എ മാൻ full of Holy Spirit and full of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. He was a man full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord, anoint me with faith and anoint me with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, anoint me afresh. Hallelujah. Jesus, anoint me afresh. Hallelujah. Amen. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവും വിശ്വാസവും കൊണ്ട് നിറഞ്ഞിരിക്കുന്നവനാണെങ്കിൽ അവന്റെ പ്രത്യേകതകൾ എന്തൊക്കെയാ? 23rd verse, Acts 11, verse 23.
When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad.
So the job, when he came, he saw the grace of God. A man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith, his eyes will be different from the eyes of the people who don't have the Holy Spirit. He saw the grace of God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപ ബർണബാസ് കണ്ടു അല്ലേ? What do you see? Some people only see problems in their lives. Some people എപ്പോഴും പറയും ആകെ പോരാട്ടം, ആകെ പ്രശ്നം. They always looking to the circumstances. They only see negativity. ഏത് സഭയിൽ പോയാലും വീട്ടിൽ പോയാലും വീട്ടിൽ നിന്ന് ഇറങ്ങുമ്പോ എന്തെങ്കിലും നെഗറ്റീവായിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് ഇറങ്ങുള്ളൂ. വല്ലവരും വീട്ടിൽ പോയാൽ അവിടെ പോയിട്ടുള്ള ബിസ്ക്കറ്റും ജിലേബിയും കാപ്പിയൊക്കെ എടുത്ത് കുടിക്കുകയും ചെയ്യും. ഇറങ്ങുമ്പോ തന്നെ അവരെ കുറിച്ച് മോശമായിട്ട് പറയും കൂടെ ചെയ്യും. സ്തോത്രം. എന്നറിയാവോ, പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവില്ല. അഭിഷേകമുള്ളവൻ കാണും. എന്ത് കണ്ടു ബർണബാസ്? കൃപ കണ്ടു. പഴയ നിയമത്തിൽ എലൈഷ പ്രവാചകൻ, ദ പ്രോഫിറ്റ് എലൈഷ, ഹീ സെഡ് ലോർഡ് ഓപ്പൺ ദി ഐസ് ഓഫ് മൈ സെർവന്റ്. വൈ? ബിക്കോസ് ദ സെർവന്റ് കുഡ് സീ ദ ഡേഞ്ചർ, ബട്ട് ദ പ്രോഫിറ്റ് സോ ദ ഡെലിവറൻസ്, ദി ഏഞ്ചൽസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. Galatians 2 verse 9. നമ്മൾ ഇന്നൊരു പഠനമാണ്. ഫ്രൈഡേ നൈറ്റ് വി ആർ ലേണിംഗ് ഫ്രം ഗോഡ്സ് വേർഡ്. ഗലേഷ്യൻസ് 2 വേഴ്സ് 9.
And when James, Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that has been given unto me.
When Peter, James and John perceived or saw the grace that was given unto me, they gave us the right hand of friendship. കണ്ടോ, അപ്പോസ്തലന്മാർ എന്താ കണ്ടെന്നറിയാമോ? Saw the grace of God. Amen. ഇന്നത്തെ അനേകം ശുശ്രൂഷകന്മാരും കാണുന്നറിയാമോ? ഇന്ന കുടുംബത്തിലെ ആള് വന്നല്ലോ. ഓ, ദിസ് മാൻ, ഹി ഹാസ് ഗോട്ട് ദിസ് ടൈറ്റിൽ, ഈസ് ഫ്രം സച്ച് ആൻഡ് സച്ച് എ ഫാമിലി. But the men of God, they put somebody into ministry, you know how? By seeing the grace of God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപ വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന കണ്ടു. Praise the Lord. Amen. I pray tonight, those of you who are taking the word, after you walk out of this place, that your spiritual eyes would be opened to see things in the supernatural, to see things that you've never seen before. Some of you will have angelic visitations. Some of you will sense and feel and perceive the presence of God and the grace of God and the gift of God. You will be able to have the gift of the discerning of spirits, to see into the another world, and to see demonic activity destroyed, and the power of God manifested forth. Let that supernatural anointing come upon some of you sitting in this place tonight, who are putting your faith in God's word tonight. lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive that anointing, I receive that gifting. Rabra sambradana mausiyamtana anya bhashal alpaneram devate aaradichade. Worship God for some time in the Holy Ghost. Rubra sabrutana bhausiya. Oh, karangal adichu aaradhikkanavar karangal adichu aaradichade. Oh, in the parishuddhaatmavinte pagarchayude oru raathriyayi maarade. Let this be a night of the Holy Ghost, impartation of an anointing. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Ruba baba sambrada nabausiam brudaman abausia. Enter an abausiam dele, riman abausia brutana barabausia. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hagar and the Kanna Torno. The eyes of Hagar was opened in the Old Testament. When he thought his son, when she thought her son was going to die, the provision that God had kept. Amen. Let me tell you. For whatever is the battle that you are facing or the challenge that you have, there is a provision that is kept by God for you. Tonight, if your eyes are opened, you can see that resource. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The second thing that happens to a man full of the Holy Spirit and faith, Acts 11:23.
When he came and had seen the grace of God,
he came. His feet. He came. Avannu. The feet of an anointed man. The Bible speaks about different types of feet. In 2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 3. 2 Samuel 9 and verse 3.
And the king said, is there not still someone in the house of Saul to whom I may show kindness of God?
Yes.
And Ziba said to the king, there is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet.
Who is lame in his feet. So there are people with lame feet. Avaru varunnu kanda ariyam. Onnengine valinju valinju varuvulla prarthanikku paye paye. Aararikku meeting thodangi. Pashe nammal paye avadanu kadavum vare nimidam vare ettumbo oru 8 mani ayi. Allengi aarengil eduthondu varanam. Acts 3 says there was a man who was lame from his mother's womb. He was carried and kept at the gate of Jerusalem temple. So a person with lame feet either will have to be carried. Angane ullavara parayune pastor prarthichone. Lame feet. In 1 Kings chapter 15 verse 23. 1 Kings 15 verse 23. Tonight some of your feet are going to change. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You don't need to go for a fish pedicure. Or the fish spa. Your feet are going to change by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen.
And the rest of all the acts of Asa, all his might, all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Judah? But in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet.
He was diseased in his feet. Diseased. Diseased feet. Diseased means not at ease. So some people's feet are not at ease with the things of God. I remember years back, when I first heard about or went for a prayer and saw praise and worship, people thanking Jesus loudly and raising their hands and jumping to the Lord and dancing to the Lord, I was not at ease, to be very honest. I thought, my gosh, what are these guys doing? I was not at ease. So I went back to check the scriptures to find out whether the Bible said that you had to do it. Then I learned to be at ease with the things of praise and worship. So I began to be at ease. I began to say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I began to open my mouth. How many of you have had that experience? You were not at ease when you first came to the Lord. I mean, you didn't come out of your mother's womb praising God, did you? We were all not at ease with either praise and worship or even with the gift of tongues. The first time I heard the gift of tongues, I thought, my gosh, what is this? What is this? What is this? Because you are not at ease. But then when you heard and learned on the gift of the Holy Spirit, that it is a language that the Holy Spirit gives, you said, Lord, I want to have that gift. Amen. Now you're kind of happy that God gave you the gift. How many of you will thank the Lord for the gift of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. For the gift of tongues. You began to learn to be at ease. Or the first time that you had to carry a Bible. See, 18 years back when I stepped out for Jesus, there was no God TV, there was no Power Vision on any of the Christian channels. There was, I don't even know whether the OM Book Center was there. From our background, our families, my uncles and some of my dear friends and my family members would tell me, eda nammada veettil ninnu nammada nammala polulla kudumbathil ninnu aaru ee bible ninnu jammannond ingane irangiyara, because they were not at ease with this Bible. And to be very honest, I was also not, because people would look at you very strange. Now it is more of a fashion statement, you carrying a Bible and coming to Cornerstone in such a nice facility. People say, wow, you're going to Cornerstone? Okay, I am also from Cornerstone. But before, we used to stand on the road and praise God. We used to stand inside CBS Ceylon Bakehouse, have parotta chicken and praise God and say, Jesus Christ is Lord. It was looked very strange. Praise the Lord. When we went into Madras and Chennai and all that, we would preach the word of God inside the train, inside the bus, inside the plane later on. Praise the Lord. Why? You had to learn to be at ease with God's word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some people are not at ease with the things of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. ആദ്യമേ രണ്ട് ഫ്രണ്ട്സിന്റെ മുന്നാകെ ടു ജസ്റ്റ് ടെൽ ദം, ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ഫോർ പ്രയർ. ഐ ഗിവൻ മൈ ലൈഫ് ടു ജീസസ്. ഇറ്റ്സ് ലൈക്ക് യു ഹാവ് ടു മസ്റ്റർ കറേജ് ഫ്രം ഇൻസൈഡ്, പ്രേ ഫോർ സം ടൈം ആൻഡ് ബി റെഡി ഫോർ ദാറ്റ് ലുക്ക്. യു നോ വെൻ പീപ്പിൾ സേ, നിനക്ക് എന്താ വട്ട് പിടിച്ച? You know that kind of look? Some of you have gone through it. Amen. But God in His mercy, God in His grace, was teaching us to be at ease with the things of God. We don't want diseased feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We don't want it to look like a strange thing coming for a prayer. You should only see yourself as strange if you can't proclaim your faith in Jesus Christ who gave His life for you. Praise the Lord. When you go to the gym, even yesterday night I was out riding on the bike. You go to this place where all the youngsters gather together. You come out of a super bike. You're standing there. And people want to talk with you. They come and they want to say, oh, Chetta, what is Chetta bike? You know, can we? You know, they start a conversation. And then you're waiting for them to ask you that question. What do you do? And then you tell them, hey, I preach Jesus Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I'm a pastor. I serve Jesus Christ. And they give you this look. Hey, hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Young people, don't be ashamed of Jesus in your school, in your college, in your campus. Some of the people who serve the Lord here with me in the church, in the leadership here, they all stepped out for Jesus in their college campuses, in their schools. They would hold prayer meetings and tell people about Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, light that fire again in the youngsters in this place. Hallelujah. Light the fire of the Holy Ghost upon the youngsters in this church. Some of you, when you started your business, you had to tell people. Some of you know, you used to tell people, listen, we have, our business is partnership. Oh, I didn't know that. Yes, it's a partnership. Jesus Christ is the CEO. He is the managing director. He is the head. He's the main guy. Learn to be at ease with the name of Jesus. Learn to be at ease with the power of God. Learn to be at ease with the things of the Spirit. Don't have a diseased feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord, hallelujah, help me to be at ease with the things of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So there is feet. Barnabas did not have a diseased feet. So what was his feet? Isaiah 52 verse 7. Isaiah 52 verse 7.
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news.
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news, or the mountains of the feet of those who bring the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Why am I sitting down? Because I want you to see my beautiful feet. I carry the good news of Jesus Christ. ഞാൻ കഴിഞ്ഞ ദിവസം കുറച്ച് ചെറുപ്പക്കാരത്ത് ചോദിച്ചു, നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ആരുടെ കാല് കാണാൻ ഇഷ്ടമെന്ന് ചോദിച്ചു. FTV വെച്ചിട്ട് വല്ലവരുടെയും കാല് കാണാനാണോ, അതോ MTV വെച്ചിട്ട് വല്ലവരുടെയും കാല് കാണാനാണോ? പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ആരുടെ കാല് കാണാനാ ഇൻട്രസ്റ്റ് എന്ന് ചോദിച്ചു. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. I am not, you know, lifting up my jeans because I haven't waxed my legs actually, but these are beautiful feet. Look at your legs and say it's going to carry the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. There should not be a single one here with a diseased feet. Not a single one here in this congregation with a feet that are deceased. Hallelujah. Your feet and my feet should be beautiful feet that carry the good news of Jesus Christ across the nations of the world for the glory of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In the രാത്രി നിങ്ങൾ വീട്ടിൽ പോയിട്ട് നിങ്ങളുടെ കാലെ നോക്കി പ്രവചിക്കണം. Amen. Kale nokkiṭu pravachikkanam. You should prophesy to your leg and say, you will go through the nations of the world. You should go through the neighborhood. You will go through the city. You will go to your home. You will go to your family and carry the good news of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel 1 verse 7.
Their legs were straight.
Straight legs. Speaking about the angels of God. So sometimes you can have a desire to go with the gospel of Jesus, but your legs should also be straight, which means obedience. ദൈവം പറയുന്ന സ്ഥലത്തെ പോകാവുള്ളൂ. തോന്നിയ വിധത്തിൽ നടക്കരുത്. ബർണബാസ് കെയിം, യു ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ്? ബർണബാസ് കെയിം, ഹി ബ്രോട്ട് ഹിസ് ഫീറ്റ്. How many of you want to go for Jesus? I said jokingly, you know, when Isaiah saw the glory of God, he said, Lord, here I am, sent me. When Moses heard the voice of God, he said, here I am, Lord, send Aaron. Because he had these lame excuses, you know. I can't speak, I can't talk, I'm not eloquent enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, his eyes will see things in the supernatural. His feet will be feet that carry the good news of Jesus Christ. Feet that are straight. Amen. The third thing about him. Acts 11:23.
When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad.
He was glad. That is the heart. The heart of a man who is full of the Holy Ghost and faith. He was? Open your mouth and say, he was? Amen. How many of you will be glad if you won the lottery for 10 crores tonight? How many of you will be glad? Amen. How many of you will be glad if I bless your life with a Mercedes Benz? Anybody here? How many of you will be very glad if I gave you my superbike? We will all be glad if we get something. But Barnabas was glad because he saw the grace of God on somebody else being blessed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Barnabas was glad not because he won the lottery, because somebody else won the lottery. Somebody else got the car. Somebody else got the bike. He was glad at somebody else's blessing. When he saw the grace of God moving for somebody else, he was glad. Let me ask you genuinely, ഈ വചനമൊക്കെ കേട്ടിട്ട് പോയി കഴിയുമ്പോ തന്നെ ഒന്ന് ചോദിക്കണം, Am I happy when somebody else is blessed? Am I really happy if somebody else is blessed more than me? Am I really happy if God blesses somebody who is against me more than me? I mean, actually, we are also spiritual. We don't have a problem. One of our friends get blessed, it is okay. But what not if you are friends, but the guy who doesn't like you get blessed? Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. നമ്മുടെ ഹാർട്ടിന്റെ കണ്ടീഷൻ ഉണ്ടല്ലോ, ഞാൻ പറയും. See, the sins that Jesus hated, when you study in the scriptures, യേശു വെറുത്ത പാപങ്ങളെ കുറിച്ച് പഠിക്കുമ്പോ നമ്പർ വൺ എന്തായിരുന്നു? You know, we all have got our list of sins. We prioritize them. For some people, it will be idol worship. Oh, I won't bow down before an idol. It is wrong. I won't do it. For some people, it will be blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Terrible. I won't do it. For some of you, will say, murder. I won't commit murder. For some of you, it will be adultery. I won't commit adultery. Now, all those are terrible and bad sins. But look at the sins which Jesus hated. Which was the sin that he hated the most? When you study the New Testament, it was the sin of hypocrisy. It was a sin of hypocrisy. Kapadada. Which was the second sin? The one that made angels devils, pride. The angel of God are in the Lucifer. Avane Pishashakya the pride. Jesus hated that. But you know what is the sin? The third sin, and which I believe most people don't even realize, which the Lord hated, it was the sin of self-centeredness or selfishness. What is in it for me? What do I get out of this? Or the sin which the self-centeredness is actually the whole world has to revolve around you. Self-centeredness. I, Nyan, Ende, my life. Mine, I, me, myself. The biggest idol, one of the terrible sins. But most of us are not even aware of it, and we never even repent of it. A self-centered person will never be glad at the blessing of somebody else. Are you with me? I wonder if you're learning the word tonight. Sin, the middle letter, is I. Sin, S-I-N, I. Nyan. I has to go and a zero has to come there. Then you become a son of God, by faith in Jesus Christ. As long as it is ende ministry, yende, I, nyan. Terrible. You will always be disappointed. Don't be your own God. It's dangerous. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, in the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter, a man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among robbers. He lay there wounded on the point of death. A religious priest went that way. A Levite went that way. Both of them looked at this wounded man and said, "Avanil ninnum kittiyala." So they went. Because they had to go to church, you know, they went. But the good Samaritan came that way. He didn't look to see, "Avanil ninnum vallam kittuvonu." He said, "How can I give something to that man?" And he took his oil, poured it on that man. He bandaged his wounds. He gave up his donkey, put that man on his donkey, took him to the 5-star hotel, put him there, paid the bill. He didn't look to see what he could get, but what he could give. Self-centered people will always look to see, what can I get out of this relationship? What can I get out of this ministry? What can I get out of this business? I mean, it's always about what can I get out of this. If you are in that kind of thought, let me tell you, you are in danger, because you will always lead a very unfulfilled life. But the minute you come to a point where you say, "Lord, I want to deny myself. I want to take up the cross. Jesus, I want to follow you." Then you will become his disciple, and you will see God blessing you. Hallelujah. And God releasing his blessing upon every area of your life. Not what I can get. I've seen pastors who look at a church and say, "What can I get out of this?" You know one thing for sure, they won't last long in the kingdom. In ministry, you don't get anything. other than a reward in heaven when Jesus Christ comes. But here on earth, when you preach the word, when you pray for somebody, when you do anything for the Lord, it is always to pour yourself out for the other person to be blessed. എനിക്ക് വേണമെങ്കിൽ ഇവിടെ ഇരുന്ന് ഷൈൻ ചെയ്യാൻ വേണ്ടി മെസ്സേജ് കൊടുക്കുകയും ചെയ്യാം, നിങ്ങൾ അനുഗ്രഹം പ്രാപിക്കാൻ കൊടുക്കുകയും ചെയ്യാം. ദൈവത്തിന് എന്റെ ഹൃദയം അറിയത്തുള്ളൂ, നിങ്ങൾക്ക് അറിയത്തില്ല. അയ്യോ A man who is glad at the blessing of others has to be a selfless man. 2 Corinthians 5:16-17. Since one man has died for all, he who lives should no longer live for himself, but for the one who died for him. Don't live for yourself. Philippians 2:21. Everyone is concerned about their own things, and nobody is concerned about the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So a good man, a man full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith, one will have his eyes seeing the grace of God, will have his feet moving for Jesus, will have his heart being glad for somebody else's blessing. Are you with me? എന്റെ വീട് പണി തീർന്നില്ല, വേറെ വല്ലവരും തീർന്നല്ലോ, സ്തോത്രം. That's a good man. Are you with me? എന്റെ കൊച്ചിന്റെ കല്യാണം നടന്നില്ല, വേറെ വല്ലവരും നടന്നല്ലോ. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Bless them, Lord. ഞാൻ സ്റ്റേജിൽ കയറിയില്ല, കർത്താവെ വേറെ ആരെങ്കിലും കയറ്റിയല്ലോ, അനുഗ്രഹിക്കണേ, ഉപയോഗിക്കണേ. It's a good thing. James 3:16-17. ഒന്ന് വായിച്ചു കേൾക്കാതെ. Are you learning something today? Amen. James 3:16-17.
For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there.
Sudhicho, where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing is there. Nammalorkum where idol worship or murder or uncleanness is there, every kind of evil thing. Look at this. Where envy and self-seeking exist, every kind of evil thing. And confusion. No clarity from the Holy Spirit. No wisdom from God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Help me to be your disciple. Help me to deny the self and follow you. Lift your hand and ask them genuinely from your heart tonight. Let the Holy Spirit of God help you tonight. Hallelujah. Repent of that sin of self-centeredness, self-seeking. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your grace abound upon every heart, Father. Rebru shibrutana vauziyamtana. Rainbrudara vauziyakala rumonshiyadiri. Hindarana vauziyadiriya. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and honor. We bless your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The fourth thing, Acts 11:23.
When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad.
Yes.
And encouraged them all.
His tongue. He came. He saw and he conquered. No. He came, he saw, was glad, and the Bible says he encouraged his tongue. his tongue. Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit came in the form of a tongue. Because if your tongue can be controlled, your whole body can be controlled. If your tongue is loose, the whole body is loose. Tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. A ship, a huge ship, can be given direction in a stormy sea by the small rudder. So is your tongue can give you direction. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. A huge forest can be lit up with a small fire. So a tongue can light up a fire. Tongue. Can I ask you, how is your tongue? Do you clean it every day? Do you use a tongue cleaner? People who don't use a tongue cleaner, you will have last week's pizza, yesterday's biryani, all that still there. The coating will be there. It will be thick, thick tongue. I was just jokingly telling somebody yesterday, if you clean your tongue every day, your tongue will grow smaller. Your tongue. How is your tongue? Do you use that to bless somebody or curse somebody? Do you use that to encourage somebody or destroy somebody? How is your tongue? In 1 Timothy chapter 5, first letter of Timothy, the 5th chapter, we're studying God's word tonight. It will bless you. You will thank me later for this message, because there will be a lot of transforming power in this word. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 5, read the 13th verse. 1 Timothy chapter 5, 13.
And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips.
Also gossips.
And busybodies. Saying things which they ought not.
Speaking things which they ought not. Speaking about some of the women in the early church, not in our church. The early church. My God. Hallelujah. I want all the women as friends, please. The early church, there were some women who were busybodies. They were going from house to house, gossiping and speaking things that which they ought not to. And look at them, what the Holy Spirit has written there. 15th verse.
For some have already turned aside from after Satan.
For some have turned aside to be agents of Satan. വീട് കയറി ഇറങ്ങി അല്ലെങ്കിൽ മൊബൈൽ ഫോൺ എടുത്ത് മാറി മാറി വിളിച്ചാലും ഇനി ഫ്രണ്ട് ആയില്ലെങ്കിലും കുഴപ്പമില്ല. പച്ചയ്ക്ക് പറയാം മലയാളത്തിൽ. വീട് കയറി ഇറങ്ങി അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഫോണിൽ കൂടെ ഗോസിപ്പ് ചെയ്ത് കുറ്റം പറഞ്ഞ് പറയാൻ മേലാത്ത കാര്യങ്ങളോ പറയേണ്ട കാര്യങ്ങളോ പറഞ്ഞ് നാക്ക് തെറ്റായിട്ട് ഉപയോഗിക്കുവാണെങ്കിൽ ഓർത്തോണം, പിശാശിന്റെ ഏജന്റാണ് വചനം പറയുന്നത്. ദൈവകൃപയിലല്ല, അഭിഷേകത്തിലല്ല. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, sometimes we say, I didn't say anything wrong. I only spoke what is right. You look into the book of Revelations, the 12th chapter. In the 10th verse it says, the accuser of our brethren is accusing us before God day and night. The devil is called the accuser of the brethren, and he's accusing us before God day and night. Can I ask you a question? Is the devil before God speaking a lie? We know the devil is a liar and the father of lies, but is he saying something before God that you have not done? Is he accusing you before God for something that you have not done? He would never dare to accuse anyone on earth before God for what you have not done. But still, God did not put up with that. He threw this devil out. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. So there are two ministries in heaven. One is the ministry of intercession, and that which Jesus is doing. And the other ministry is the ministry of accusation, which the devil is doing. Never ever allow your tongue to be used by the devil, but always when you see somebody's weakness, somebody's wrong, or even something good, thank the Lord or take it before the Lord in prayer and intercede for them. Never ever use that on the phone, SMS, email, Facebook, whatever, with somebody else and spoil your own life and the work of God through your life. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for that rebuke. Thank you, Lord, for that rebuke. Amen. God's word is good for rebuke also. Praise the Lord. So the word of God says a good man full of the Holy Spirit and faith is eyes, is legs, is heart, is mouth. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What about his hands? I close with that. Amen. Acts chapter 4 verses 36-37.
And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and bought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Amen. Barnabas' name before was called Joseph. He was a Levite. He had some land in Cyprus. When you study the Bible says a Levite shall not have any land in his own name. His inheritance is the Lord. But this man, even though he is a Levite, he bought some land, kept it in Cyprus. In case this faith walk does not really succeed, something for me to go back to. But one day, the Lord dealt with his heart. He gave up that land, sold it, bought the money, and kept it at the feet of the apostles. A complete surrender to Jesus. Are you with me? Tonight, I believe this word will do a fantastic, a powerful work within your beings. Some of you, when you go back and when you spend time in the presence of God, you will find a grace that you never thought possible manifesting in your beings. You will follow Jesus with deep passion. And once again, He will restore you and build you up and strengthen you for His kingdom. Shall we close our eyes in prayer tonight?